guys. Today I am going to talk about a commercial that I seen. It was an elderly woman speaking about how she was born during the influenza pandemic and how everything was going to be okay because she survived this and her mom survived it and, you know, all of this and that. But I want to bring attention, of course, like I always do, to a deeper fact of what this commercial is about. Back in 1918 is when the influenza pandemic was. It went from January 1918 till December 1920, so almost 3 years. And what this did was, it's part of a plan. Everything is part of a plan to destroy the human race at the core of our being. And I'll get to that. I'll break it down and show you how. So what they did with that is, they used that pandemic as an excuse now to incorporate vaccines into our normal healthcare routine. First, let's start with the fact that these viruses are man-made. They are not natural to our existence. Illness is not natural to our existence. Illness is created by what we do to our bodies and what has been taught to us as normal for foods to consume and things like that. But viruses are man-made, and the reason that they are put out into the world is to then have an excuse to force more vaccines upon us. Why would they do that? Well, if you look at the ingredients in vaccines, you would see that none of it is beneficial to our health. There are heavy metals like aluminum, mercury. There is formaldehyde. Tissue from aborted fetuses. There's really disgusting things in vaccines, you guys, and the actual viruses are in the vaccines. So they create these quote-unquote pandemics to then have a reason to force upon us the thought that we need vaccines to protect us from these viruses, when in fact they are injecting us with these viruses. Now, how do heavy metals affect us? First, it must be acknowledged that we, as a human race, are more than just this human body. Our very core of existence, is energy. And that is what the universe was created with. Everything is energy. Everything in this life, everything in this universe, everything in creation is energy. And the universe was created with the energy of love. That is who we are. That is our core of existence. Now, what happens when you inject an energetic being? Now I need you to look at yourself as an energetic being, not just a human body. The human body is used as a vessel to live this life on earth, but the core of your existence is that of energy. So now look at yourself as an energetic being. What happens when you are injected with heavy metals such as aluminum, mercury, copper, and things like that? Well, what happens when you put a fork into an electrical socket? That is what happens when we are injected with heavy metals. The same thing that would occur when you put a fork into a socket is what occurs in our brain and our bodies when we are getting these vaccines. It is destroying us. These vaccines are destroying us. So now, the more and more vaccines that they place upon us, the more and more vaccines they're giving to newborn babies and to children. So what happens when this newborn baby comes? And again, the core of our existence is energy. And they are just attacked with all these vaccines that they have to get. Now, again, think about a fork in a socket. That's what's happening to their brain. Now, we want to diagnose children with autism and schizophrenia and all these other mental illnesses or problems or whatever you want to call them, when in fact, it is being caused by the vaccines that we are injecting them with. Everything is created to destroy us as a human race without us acknowledging or realizing that we are allowing our own destruction. It sounds really crazy, but that is why the world is the way that it is right now. It goes much deeper than government. It goes much deeper than any of that. The fight for the human race has begun at the beginning of our existence. The energy of creation is the strongest energy available in this universe. The energy opposite of creation lacks the power to create, therefore strives to control a race that it could not create. So this is just a fight between good and evil, love and fear, because fear is the energy opposite of love. Love is the energy of creation. And that's why everything that's being done to us is part of a plan. So now fast forward to now, the coronavirus. There's so many reasons that this has been placed upon us. I mean, let's just start. I don't have anything written down. I'm just kind of going off of the top of my head, because there's just so much to it that I just kind of let it flow. But the coronavirus. Okay, now let's take it back to the simplicity of the influenza pandemic. Now, with this coronavirus, now they're going to use this as an excuse to force more vaccines upon us and to probably try and make it illegal to decline vaccines, which is taking away our free will and is taking away our ability to make a conscious decision on what to do with our individual existence. That is taking away our rights without us realizing that our rights are being taken away. What this is also doing is forcing upon us accepting a new normal, quote unquote, way of life, which isn't normal at all. The human race is one collective being. We are all here to help each other remember who we are and to help each other remember what we're here for. We are in this together. Now, how can we be in this together when we're not allowed to be within 6 feet of each other? This is just another way to create division amongst the human race without the human race realizing that it's creating division. People are walking around scared of each other. People are getting angry at other people for not wearing a mask. People are getting angry at other people for leaving the house. This is another way division has been created amongst the human race without us realizing division is being created. This is not normal, you guys. And the only way around this is to step out of the illusion of everything that's being told to you. First and foremost, turn off your TV. See what life is like when you're not being told what to think and feel. That's rule number one in stepping out of this illusion and stepping out of this control that has been placed upon us, is see what life is like when you're not being told what to do. And it'll be completely different. Life will be completely different. There will be a lot less fear in your mind. And without fear, now there's room for love to reside. This whole social distancing and this whole quarantine and lockdown, they're going to start making this a normal thing, you guys. And this coronavirus is being used to get us used to it and to get us accepting of it. It is not normal and we should not be accepting of it. They are keeping us prisoner to our homes, which again is taking away our free will. It is taking away our rights without us realizing we're having our rights taken away. And some people are fighting for it. Stay home, stay home. No, we shouldn't stay home. This isn't life. You guys, this virus, you're not going to walk out of your door and contract this virus, you guys. The alcohol you're drinking every day is harming your body more than stepping outside without a mask. The cigarettes you're smoking every day is harming your body more than stepping outside without a mask. The meat you are consuming every day is placing bacteria in your body more than stepping outside without a mask. It's all a big manipulative lie to get you accepting the fact that they're taking our rights away from us right underneath our nose. And it has to just be perceived completely different than what they're telling us, because what they're telling us, everything that we've been told since the beginning of our existence, is a manipulation. Everything is a lie to keep us from knowing the truth. And the truth is, we are one collective body. We are one human race. We are one with creation, and we have the ability to create or destroy because we are one with God. We are one with the universe. We have been manipulated into choosing our destruction. It's now time to step away from that manipulation so that we can choose creation of a new earth and a new way of existing. And that is existing at the energy of love, which is our source of creation. When we have a foundation of love, fear cannot reside. When fear cannot reside, control cannot be taken. We are being controlled with fear. And the coronavirus is just one way, another way of doing it. And it's not going to stop. This is just the beginning. It's going to get worse and worse. And we're going to be quarantined and locked down. And it's going to become a normal way of life, according to them, according to those in control and those in power. And I'm here to remind you and to tell you this is not a normal way of life. This is not what we're here for. We are not here to be prisoner to our homes. You know, the whole census 2020, there's commercials on the census all of a sudden saying, fill it out, fill it out, fill it out. The census is simply a roll call. Think of your home as a cell block. The census is a roll call for prisoners. This is what they're trying to create on Earth, is a prison on Earth so that control can be taken. And it's time to step away from this. And again, the only way to step away from it is not to revolt and take drastic measures and be ornery and rebel. No, the way to step away from it is to realize who you are as an individual. See your importance on this Earth and see that you are one with creation and that you are worthy of love, peace, and freedom on this earth. When you start seeing that and you start gaining love for yourself by rebuilding your subconscious, rebuilding your foundation of existence, you will then step out of fear. You will then see that all of this is control and you won't allow it for yourself anymore. But you won't do it in a confrontational manner. You'll do it with the foundation of love because that is who you are. And that's what this earth is missing. And it's time to acknowledge all of the truths that this coronavirus is presenting to us, because this is just the beginning. And it's time to step out of this illusion that's been taught to us as life. It's not life at all. And this is just the beginning. I have so many things to speak on. I don't really have a plan. I was trying to plan it out, like what I was going to speak on first, second, third, so on and so forth. But you know, there's just so much that I think I'm just going to go off the top of my head and just do whatever comes to mind whenever it comes to mind. So we'll see how this goes. Have a good day, y'all.